Okay, so let's go back into that beautiful, coherent place. Eyes closed. Softening, lengthening your breath. Dropping into your heart center. Breathing a place of gratitude in there. Place of caring and compassion for yourself and others. A place of thanks. Breathing in and out of your heart and feeling how blessed that your life is, that you were here this weekend, that whatever it took to get you here, you've been in the arms and the heart of spirit all weekend. And you've been in the wave of the love of family. You've given yourself this great gift. And you take it with you to the world to share when you leave. And in that love, and in the entourage that has been around us, the message from Kryon brings through the wisdom and the honoring that has always been given to us through the messages that he gives.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. For all of these years, my partner, he steps aside, but he's there. It's a kind of channeling that's different. And what he has learned by not being away, by being with the channeling, is that it is filled with energy that he doesn't understand. He wrote about it in one of the chapters of one of the books. But what he wrote was, he doesn't understand. He feels it. Something in his brain knows better than to try to figure it out. Because suddenly he is exposed to energy that he was never told about. Energy that surpasses anything that he ever knew could be. Love that is so pure that it surpasses anything that he was ever told might exist. Light so bright it goes beyond the spectrum of his sight. And a pull to that light that he has to resist. And I give you this for one reason. I want to talk about the complexity of God. I want to talk about this because I want to give you some advice. Those who sit before me now have been through a day of teaching. Some have been through two. And there's been so much presented. But almost all of it is about energy. And the temptation of all of you is to say, in summary, what do I do when I leave the room? How is this going to play out in the future? Of all of the things that were presented, what would be the most important? And even then, when I leave the room, does it go with me? Do I remember it? There are some groups that have a countenance that are vastly different than others. Human beings gather together, culturally different. My partner has presented all over the earth and many languages. And yet there is a sameness. And it comes right down to this hour. And the sameness is, what do you do with this energy? What do you make of it all? Some groups, they want more than others. This does. This is a unique group. They all are. But you, I know who sits in front of me. There's a tremendous amount of impatience here. Curiosity, still. Many unanswered questions, still. A sense of awe in some. If you wanted to learn about the human body and you knew nothing, and you were given the ability to talk to a medical professor for 15 minutes, what could he tell you? What could she tell you in 15 minutes about the incredible collection of hundreds of thousands of chemicals that react in millions of ways? What they produce, how they produce it, what the result is? And the answer would be very little. 15 minutes. It is vastly complex, dear ones. And so even without knowing how the body works, you still stand up and walk, and you still eat. You still love. You still have conversations of complexity and all these things without knowing how anything works in the human body. Not really. All you have is that great measuring device that is yourself. And it tells you how you feel, but it doesn't tell you anything about how it works. And where I'm going with this is, I want you to relax for a moment while I tell you how complex God is. If it's true that God is in you, it means that the complexity of God is in you. Can you imagine something beyond even intelligence? It's not a word you can even use. Intelligence is a measure of what you think intelligence is. God is not intelligent. God is everything. God is. Beyond any measure that you could possibly understand, God is. The compassion and the love you would feel at the highest level in your life pales, falls on the floor, compared to the love and compassion for you from God. If you started asking the questions, "Dear God, I'm interested in the Akash. How does it work?" It give you 15 minutes. God would say, "Give me more time." You say, "Okay, I'll give you an hour." God would say, "Well, give me more time." And you say, "Okay, I'll give you a day." And this would go back and forth until finally you'd reached a decision that you will stay there and listen for a millennia. And maybe then you'd understand the energy of the Akash. complex beyond anything you can believe is the record of who you've been and how it's transmitted from incarnation to incarnation. How it presents itself as energy in your DNA. How it's possible that it's not linear. And yet it's organized as energy. How it can be also related to lineage. How it can be related to karmic group. How it can be related to your planning session before you get here. And then some. How it could be related to who you're going to potentially meet and the organization of all of that. That's the Akash. The Akash contains that energy which is karmic potential. Explain that. But it's all energy. All of it. And the kind of organization that it might contain is not anything you've ever seen. Layers upon layers of interaction that change by the minute, depending upon the energy of other human beings around you. Explain to me the complexity of being in love, dear human. Every single one in the room has had that moment or moments in their life where they would be with another human and realize they're in love. And suddenly the chemistry of the body goes crazy. You don't think straight. You get a little nuts. Some call it the insanity of love. That's how it affects you. And that is just the enormity of one human's brain trying to figure out a source of energy that is overwhelming it. How many times have we brought up those feelings, mother, of the first time you look at your infant, having emerged from you, given to you, opens its eyes, or not, and you look at it. You look at that baby. Tell me how you feel. I'll give you 15 minutes. And you'll say, give me a year. And I'll fill books and books and books and books about how much I feel. How amazing this is. The process of birth. How astonishing those moments are to experience giving life and how much love there is. Books and books and books and books. And all of that pales, falls on the floor compared to the complexity of your soul. Where's your soul come from? Which one? And then we'll say, you mean I have more than one? No, you have pieces and parts, and we've told you that before. We've said part of your soul is on the other side of the veil called the higher self. And the answer is, well, how much of it? Give me the percentage. I want to know some numbers, Cryon. But that's human. The human being wants to know the processes, the whys and hows. Because it helps you to understand more about what you have. Extremely human. And it gets in the way. We could start to explain, but it wouldn't help, about what a soul is. Cryon, where is the soul in the human body? The answer. Yes. There is no where, dear ones. That's you. That's you in three dimensions with three-dimensional rules, with three-dimensional thinking, looking in the mirror at a face, asking a question that cannot be answered in three dimensions. There is no where. When you take a look at those things which are beyond three dimensions, you get out of the paradigm that you're used to, and then they don't make sense. There is no where with God. People have trouble with that. We've said this before. Why is it that your culture has no trouble with Santa Claus and all kinds of trouble with God? How can everyone pray at the same time and God hears every word? How is it possible for billions of people to have compassion and pray to God at the same time? How does it work? And the answer is yes. It works. So I'm going to give you some advice. And it goes like this. God loves you so much that you're taken care of. You don't know what you don't know, and you don't have to know. You're not capable of understanding how much love is there for you. But you can feel it. At some level, the love meter can peg itself on you. As you walk out the door and you answer, what am I going to do with this information? And here's the advice. Forget it. Because you walk out with that which perhaps you didn't walk in with. And that is a peace and a serenity of knowing you are loved, cared for, taken care of. And this is not a world where you're a victim. Where your name is known. And as you walk forward, you will be given the tools for peace and healing. And all the things you're wondering about, how does it work? How does it work? How does it work? It works. That's all you have to know. Don't let that which is the details get in the way of the results. Don't wait to figure out how vibration interacts with frequency and multidimensionality in order to bring things to a certain level of solution. Because you won't get there. You don't have the tools yet, dear ones, to understand these things scientifically, intellectually, or even spiritually. Is it too much of a stretch to say that the creator of the universe is a bit beyond you at the moment and yet lives in you? And that's what I want to tell you. Leave feeling that whatever you need is going to come forward when you need it. The tools are starting to become intuitive. The teaching, all linear. It helps you to understand one thing. You're not alone. There's more than you ever thought about who you are, who you think you are. There's more in the plan of your being here than you could ever imagine. Every single human on earth, a soul, known by God, a system of free choice that says if you want to get together in coherence and look for that creator inside you, you will find it. Not only that, collectively, if you start getting together and asking the same questions, human nature will change. If the planet starts changing enough, history will disengage itself from the future. And you will see something that other planets have gone through. The beginning of a high vibrating human being. Eventually with a consciousness that is so high, if you saw it today, you would say, I met an angel. That's how high it can go in your body. The masters who walked this planet, the ones that had so much love, miracle upon miracle, in their human body, were showing you it's doable. You can contain it and have it. You can work, manipulate physics itself. You can have a coherence of peace on earth and beyond and still be in the human body. There is so much here left to do. And the thing that you won't understand, because you don't understand the system and you never will, really, while you're here, is beyond earth. It's how does what you do here affect the galaxy? There are strings everywhere, from here to everywhere. Without the ability of being a place at all. The vibration that you create here affects the galaxies in ways you don't know. You never will know until you reach the other side of the veil and you remember. And you look and you say, how are we doing? How are we doing? And then the plan shows itself yet again in its glory, its splendor, its beauty, and its love. Don't let the minutiae bog you down. I want you to surrender to the creative source enough to say, I don't understand it, but bring it on. Love me so much that I won't care how it works. But show me every day that it does, and I'll calm down a little on how you're doing it. That's the advice. For those listening, for those in the room, to be still and know that you're God. To be still and let the things happen that want to. The physics that wants to bring you into coherence and healing and peace. Dropping the presets of the training, the biases that you've had, that you can't help, will start to drop one by one as you realize they're just things you were told. The truth is what you see and what you feel and who you are. Leave here differently than you came. As you participate, some of you, in the next lessons in this room and tomorrow, the plea is this: don't get hung up in what you think is there. Because the teachers are trying to disengage. Who do you think you are? In order to show you what is doable and who you really are. Magnificent. In every way. This is the lesson of the day. It may sound like other lessons that I've given before, and ones I will give again. That's the theme. Love beyond measure, you are. Realize it. Claim it. And so it is.